Earthy Girls is a mother-daughter duo who love the planet and all things green. Raquel is a Dallas-based florist, while Rebecca is a lifelong gardener and artist. Together, they co-create beautiful gift boxes with recycled florals, paper, and wax. Together, they are the Earthy Girls. Hey, Raquel.
Hey, Mom. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy fall.
Yes, the first day of fall, y'all. I know y'all are all running to get those spiced pumpkin lattes.
I actually made my own this morning, so it was a healthy recipe, so I will share that to the Earthy Girl Instagram.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait, Raquel. I'm excited for that. Yes, yeah, so we don't want to discourage you from running to Starbucks or wherever you get your lattes, but why not DIY it like Raquel and, you know, save the planet while you're enjoying something delicious. So before we dive in, didn't we have a great show with Michelle Carmen, Raquel?
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had some tech issues because we were broadcasting live from three different states, we somehow made it work.
Yeah, it was a great show. Really excited to have Michelle on and continue to have her as an ally, as an Earthy Girl ally. So someone that we can go to for all of our detox questions.
Yes. And then we also want to give a shout out to your friend, George Tinker, for helping us. And also you coming in strong and downloading an app and helping, you know, helping produce that episode. So it was a real joint effort, mom, daughter. And then we had a little tech help from George Tinker. So big shout out to the team. Thank you, George.
Yeah, to George. I'm excited. He's going to come on actually with his wife and talk about they're an awesome earthy couple and how they're raising earthy babies. So, and he also is a musician. So excited to have him as part of our little team right now as we're learning to kind of navigate through the podcast. But excited to be still in September and the weather's cooling down, fall's here.
Yes, it is. So this episode, Earthy folks, we're going to talk about three topics because we all know it's the first day of fall equinox, Hispanic Heritage Month, and then also too, Raquel been talking a little bit about mold. It's Mold Awareness Month. So lots to talk about. And but before we dive in, Raquel, let's do our normal thing. What did we do for the planet this week? What did you do?
Yes. So I am, you know, every week I'm recycling, I'm composting, I'm taking my flower boxes to the recycle. I'm taking my water and my gray water and watering my plants, right? So every week I'm trying to figure out what's something new I can do. And this week I've really been focusing on just driving less. Mm-hmm. So combining my trips together, is trying to stay as local as possible. And then when I have to go into the big city, you know, I live outside of Dallas. And so if I'm going to the big city, I'll try to plan all of my trips together on days I need to go to the flower market or go deliver some flowers or meet a friend for lunch or meet a client. So try to, you know, combine those trips and be on the road as least as possible and, you know, reduce emissions, save some mm-hmm. gas money, you know, spend more time on green space instead of concrete. You know, I get to walk to work, and a lot of times my kids are outside with me, so I'd rather have them playing outside than driving in the car.
Yes, yes.
And just being in nature.
Yes, so you're bundling all of your errands and trying to maximize your time. So that's an excellent Earthy Girl tip. And then you're also cutting down on CO2 emissions, and you're also getting to spend more quality time with your children instead of them being in that car, which children hate to be in the car. So that's a triple win, Raquel. That's a triple.
What about you? Well, you were in Michigan. How was Michigan? And I know you were being an Earthy Girl while you were there too.
Yes, yes. So the cabin, as you know, is completely off grid. We have several different electrical energy sources. So we use for the majority is solar. So we have a lot of solar panels. And we also have a gas generator. So when we got in, it was late. It was, you know, 10 o'clock. You're driving in the UP. There's no lights. It's literally ink black, like black ink. So we just, you know, stayed in the camper that night. Big Papa, you know, gassed up the generator and we slept in the camper. The next morning we popped out, a beautiful sunny day. He already had the panels up and, you know, get into the cabin, open it back up. And so we operate almost completely off grid, except for the gas generator. So going to town's 11 miles away. So we do the same thing, Raquel. When we run out of gas for the generator, because there was a lot of cloudy days, a lot of windy days up north. So we will, you know, get all the gas we need, get all the extra supplies that we need, so that we can bundle everything and then spend the majority of our time, you know, on the beach, walking the beach, you know, going through the forest and et cetera. So we had a wonderful time. Got a couple of bad days where the weather was not good enough to have, you know, it, and we also have propane. So that's another thing I forgot. So when it was like that, we rolled into town, went to a local casino, spent the night in the campground there, got a nice hot shower. You know, we don't take a whole lot of showers at the cabin because the water's icy cold. So, and when you're camping, you don't need that. So, you know, we try to be as off grid and green as possible, even when we're at the cabin. So yeah, it was a great time. And didn't want to come back, but here we are. And thank God Texas has given us a nice, wonderful day today. So first day of fall. So, Raquel, let's dive in. And we had a couple, you put a Q&A on the Instagram. So we had a couple of people ask us some questions. But first of all, explain to our earthy listeners, what exactly is mold?
Yes. So mold is a lot of things. So it's fungus. And fungus is in the kingdom fungi. So you've got the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. Fungus and mold is a completely different kingdom. It doesn't make its own food like plant does. So it is actually one of 140,000 species of fungus that are out there. And not all fungus are bad. We need fungus. We need some mold. A lot of them are decomposers. They help ferment foods. They also break down and help decompose. So we need them. And some molds are actually really good, like penicillin makes antibiotics. And, you know, we use some mold, we eat some mold like cheese, you know, some of that red, moldy blue cheese that people like. So not all mold is bad, but there are a few species of mold, and we'll talk about those, that produce mycotoxins that are harmful to us and can create lots of illnesses and disease in animals, all mammals, so even pets too. So, you know, we'll talk about that, but yeah, mold's a fungus, so the fungus among us.
That's funny, Raquel. Okay, so the first question we had was from Brittany L, and she wants to know, does mold have a smell?
Yes. Another little funny saying, the nose knows when a fungus is among us. So yes, the nose can definitely smell. Sometimes you smell mold before you see it because mold hides. It likes dark, moist places. And so it's going to be in closets. It's going to be places that aren't really out in the open. So sometimes you're going to smell the mold before you see it. And that's what happened to me. I walked into our home and I smelt it. I knew that, you know, that musty, earthy smell. If you're ever in a basement of a home or a closet that's had a leak, you know that musty smell. Kind of like if you, that mildewy smell, you throw a wet towel in your gym bag and you forget about it for a couple of days, it smells bad, you know? So, and some people don't smell that great. So they may actually see mold before they ever smell it. So if you've got a good smeller, you know, I think I'm kind of biased. Women smell a little bit better than men sometimes. And because my husband couldn't smell the mold. And even when he got right up in it, and he still couldn't smell it. So if you or your spouse smells it, don't think that they're crazy. You know, just because you can't smell it doesn't mean the smell's not there. And actually the smell, that musty smell, is actually the growth of mold. It's the activation of mold growth. The spores are reproducing. So kind of gross to think about it. When you smell that mold, that moldy, musty smell, it's actually the mold is making more spores and, you know, shooting those around airborne.
Oh yeah, that just sounds frightening. That sounds like a you know, a sci-fi horror movie. The spores are spreading. The spores are spreading.
And so, you can't see it, you know, so if you can smell it before you...
Okay, good. And then our second question was from Ray. Ray V says, wants to know, is all mold black?
No. not all mold is black mold. And like we talked about, there's a lot of different varieties of mold, species of mold, actually. And not all of them are bad. Like we said, some of them are actually made from medicine. Use the mold to actually make medicine, like penicillin. But you've got all kinds of different mold that aren't as harmful. The ones that we really need to watch out for are Stachybotrys, and that is a black mold. There's several species of those, and that's what you usually see, that black mold. It kind of has that ring like. I posted a few pictures and videos on Instagram. It's not pretty to look at, y'all, but I post it so that you are aware of what it does look like. So when you see it in your home, you see it in your shower, you see it in, you know, under a kitchen sink, you know that that is, you know, that's mold. That's what it looks like. And sure enough, we may need to hire a mold specialist to come in, because black mold is toxic. It can actually create all kinds of problems in your body, GI issues, issues in your intestines, joint pain. Remember, I was having some joint pain waking up in the morning, just feeling achy. Sinuses, sneezing, asthma. If mold goes untouched for years in a home and you have young children in that home, they actually can develop asthma. So that's why it is really important to get the mold out of your house. It's not, you know, it's nobody's fault if mold happens, but the best thing to do is just to get it out, start getting your health back. Fatigue and brain fog were something I really suffered from, because the mycotoxins that are actually produced when the mold is eating on that organic substance, it's eating and decomposing, it creates a byproduct and it's toxic to us. It actually can kill us. Okay, so it gets into your mitochondria of your cells, and it attacks your mitochondria, which, you remember, the mitochondria is the
powerhouse. It is the powerhouse. Of the cell.
And so if your mitochondria is damaged, you're going to be feeling tired. You're going to be feeling, you know, foggy brain. You're not going, your memory is going to, you know, had some memory issues, inflammation of your organs, skin problems, rashes, anxiety, and depression. So the mold, the black mold is no joke. And they're even, you know, even non-black mold can make you sick as well. So the black mold is just the most toxic. There's actually several other species of mold too that can make you sick as well. So if you see it, it's just best to get it out.
Okay, so Raquel, real quick, touching on that, is it best to call a specialist, or should you try to clean it yourself? Is there a way to clean it yourself, or should you just...
Yeah, there's a DIY way to clean it. If it's just a small isolated problem, like you may see a little bit of mildew in your shower.
Yes.
Well, mildew is mold. Mildew is just what, you know, the common kind of big group name of all the mold. And so if you see a little of that, you just want to, you know, maybe spray some vinegar, some baking soda. You can even get one of those mildew cleaners, you know, there's some non-toxic one of those. But don't go and the mold, because guess what, you're going to be making a science experiment in your bathroom, maybe getting yourself more sick by mixing those harmful toxins together. So if you see a small instance of it, that's okay to clean it yourself. But if you see it anywhere, like in cabinets, you see it on the wall, just because what you see on the outside doesn't mean that it hasn't actually penetrated through the wood, through the wall, and is growing even more. So just because you clean it up on the outside, mom, doesn't necessarily mean that it's, the problem is gone. You may no longer see it, but it's just kind of working its way through the backside of that wall, the drywall, the cabinet. So you definitely want to call at that point. You want to remove yourself from the mold and call a mold specialist.
Okay, that's good to know. And then our last question was from Kathleen W. She says, Earthy Girls, where does it grow the fastest and why?
So mold likes to hang out in dark places. It needs a lot of moisture. So anywhere where it's damp, that's why you find mold in bathrooms, in kitchens, showers. Anywhere, any basements, attics, washing machines sometimes, coffee pots. So mold just needs a few things to live. It needs moisture, so some type of water. It needs a food source, so anything organic, drywall, wallpaper, wood.
I mean,
our kitchen, it was our wooden cabinets it was eating. So all it needs is the moisture, a dark space to grow, and guess what? Only 24 to 48 hours. So you've seen sometimes mold. One day you make a sandwich and you put the bread away, and then before you know it, the next day it's got mold on it. So it doesn't take very long for mold to grow. That's the problem. It can grow really fast, but it also can be a small leak that happens over time, and it's just, you know, in a place that you may not see it or smell it, like a basement or an attic.
Yes, yes. That's a very scary. Raquel, and I'm glad that you did all the research on this to share with our listeners. So in a nutshell, you know, if you smell that smell, there's a fungus among us. Clean it, a small area, but if it's, you know, something that like what you experienced in your kitchen or the cabinets, then yes, call a specialist and do your research. Okay, so now we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more fun. It's fall, y'all. Today is the autumnal equinox. So Raquel, do you know what an equinox is?
Yes, I do. So it's the changing of the season, but it means that there's actually equal day, equal night. So the night and the day will be equal today, which will be kind of cool. There's no, you know, longer day or shorter. Like in winter, right? Shorter days, summer, longer days. Uh-huh. Today it is equal.
Equal, yes. And so I did a little bit of research, and I just wanted to say that these are the only two moments when neither pole, north or south, points towards the sun, and the sun lies directly above the Earth's equator. So these are called equinoxes. And you know when the spring equinox occurs, don't you?
March, usually like March 21st. That was my anniversary one year. So it's usually the 20th and the 21st around that time. And then fall, what is like between the 21st and the 23rd usually fall?
Yeah, 24th even. And then the next thing that we're going to have, we'll have a solstice in December. So that's something else I can't wait to talk about. But yeah, it's fall. Everybody in Texas, we don't get the changing of the colors just yet in Texas. That usually happens late November, right around Thanksgiving. If you remember when we had Corey's wedding at your property and all those beautiful colors. So we still have a lot of green in Texas, and we don't get the changing of the colors like a lot of the states up north are experiencing right now. So, but we do have a cooler day today, and all the pumpkin heads are excited. I'm seeing pumpkins out up and down the street, and you know, the fall leaf wreaths on the door. So it's a wonderful day today, and so let's all enjoy it. And Raquel's going to post her pumpkin latte recipe, and I'm looking forward to making one of those. But the other thing that's big in September is, it started September 15th, Raquel, Hispanic Heritage Month. And do you know why it started around September 15th?
Yes, because of Mexican Independence Day.
Yes. And what do we call that here in Texas?
DSC says.
Yes.
Not Cinco de Mayo like everybody thinks. So Cinco de Mayo is different from Mexican Independence Day.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of people celebrate what we like to laugh and call Cinco de Drinco. But Cinco de Mayo was just a battle. It was the Battle of Puebla. And the Mexican, the mestizos, basically kicked Napoleon's army, kicked their butts, kicked them out of Mexico. But the Spanish and the French were still trying to divide up all the resources because Mexico's rich in resources. You know, one side is the Pacific, one side is the Atlantic Ocean, and it's got a lot of beautiful resources. So what happened with Andrés Eysseis, Father Juan Hidalgo, basically rallied all the mestizos, pumped them up, rang the church bells. He got up to the church, rang the bells, and he shouted, Viva Mexico, Viva Independencia, Viva La Raza, Viva the race. And the mestizos joined together and they fought back and they established their country of Mexico. So yes, Eysseis is celebrated in many, many states. In the United States as well, California, Texas, a lot in Texas, Florida, wherever there's a big Hispanic Mexican population, because not all Hispanics are equal. So this is about Mexican Independence Day, and you can celebrate it, you know, with food, you can celebrate it with the culture, with dance. There's many different ways. and it runs until October 15th. So if you get a, you know, you want to immerse yourself in the Mexican culture, now's a great time to do that. You got until October 15th. So
yeah, and there's a ton of really cute like children's books Daisy and I read. She loves Frida, so we love to study, you know, about Frida. She was a Mexican artist, Frida Kahlo, and there's a cute little book she has called Frida Kahlo, and it's about her nine lives, and she was married to Dago Rivera, and she lived in the La Casa Azul.
Oh, that's so cute, Raquel. I'm so glad you're talking to Daisy about that. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to celebrate the Mexican Independence Day in the beginning of the country of Mexico. And there's many, the Mexico's a lot like the United States, Raquel. There's many different states, and the states are very different. You know, like your grandmother was born in Guanajuato, and that's deep south central Mexico, which is very different from what we call La Frontera, which is basically, you know, Juarez, Tijuana, Matamoros. Those are
Matamoros.
Yes, Matamoros. Those are all on the, you know, on the border. So the border communities are very different from, and you know, you go all the way down to Veracruz, you go all the way down to the Yucatan, you know, Ixtapa. There's so many, Mexico City in the center. There's, Mexico is a very vast country with a lot of different states, much like the United States. So there's a lot of differences within the state. So, you know, you went to San Miguel de Allende, right? Did you?
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. San Miguel. I'm hoping to go there next year, actually, if I can, for a wedding to do the flowers. So stay tuned. That should be really fun.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. So anyways, earthy girls and earthy guys, Hispanic heritage, find a way to celebrate that, you know, make some, you know, you don't have to go make homemade tamales, but you can easily make some, you know, elotes. You know, that's a real easy thing to do. That's a tradition in Mexico. You know, you buy street corn, and you just, you know, use a can of corn. You need a little bit of butter. You need a little bit of Parmesan. You need a little bit of mayonnaise and, you know, your, you know, tapatio or whatever. You know, I use Louisiana hot sauce on mine, and you can make that real easy, or just even go to a Mexican restaurant, you know, and enjoy the food and the culture. So, Raquel, I forgot to say this. I forgot to tell you what I did as an earthy girl. So I just saw my notes. I realized I was talking so much about Michigan, but yes.
Oh, I thought that was your earthy girl notes.
Oh, no. I want to let you know that yesterday and the day before and the day before, I picked up trash on our walks in the evening with the girls, the dogs, and picked up full bags of trash from bags that I found on the street. I filled them up, and even Big Papa filled up one. So, and you know, people slowed down to look at me picking up trash on the street. I even picked up some flattened beer cans that were almost paper thin. They had been run over so many times. So
that's
yeah.
Funny because I am your daughter. I'm always picking up trash too. I was at the lake this weekend and at the lake for Labor Day. And both times I was hiking and walking around and just picking up beer cans and picking up bottles. And, you know, people look at you sometimes like, are you going to really pick that up? And I look at them and think, are you not going to pick that up? Yes. How can you just ever walk by trash and not pick it up? Even in the park, I'm always picking up trash. And people think, you know, oh, that's dirty. And I'm like, it's not any dirtier than, you know, anything else that you're touching. So just make sure if you got some hand sanitizer or whatever, but, or, you know, have a little napkin and pick that up. Just toss it in the trash. Help the planet a little bit whenever you can. Doesn't have to be a big step every day. Remember, we talk about little steps.
Little steps, little steps. And so the other thing that I transitioning out of is using, I'm a big face wipe junkie. And so I started monitoring myself, because a part of being an earthy girl is just being aware. You know, what are you doing? What am I doing? I'm, you know, using these all up. I love the way they smell. I love trying different brands. So I decided to go back old school, OG earthy girl. Back in the day, we didn't have face wipes in the 80s. You know, we had hand towels that we would use soap, you know, just the little cloth, you know.
Face wipes, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're, you know, just they're little cloths. And so I've got some that are from your bathroom when you were a little girl, lime green and dark blue. And they're, you know, they're getting threadbare, but they're perfect for washing off my makeup with my charcoal soap. And then I use another soap, the Cetaphil, and my skin's just fine. So I'm transitioning out of that. And then also I thought, I use a lot of, you know, it's allergy season. Let's be honest. There's a lot of sneezing. So I use a lot of Kleenexes. Yes, I didn't want to say the brand. I was trying to think what's not the brand, but I guess that is.
Yeah, it's just what you call Kleenex.
So I'm using
tissue.
Yeah, tissue. And so I use. I found the little hanky that you gave me on your wedding day, and so it's in my purse. I'm using that, and I decided, you know, I'm just going to go buy another pack of hanky somewhere, and just keep those in my purse, and then I can wash them. So. Those are my earthy girl things that I'm, you know, part of the ditch and switch. And then, like you said, doing something extra small. And once you get into that habit, you find out that you really enjoy challenging yourself. Haven't you found that out, Raquel? Don't you like trying to find another way to be earthy?
Yeah, I do. I love it. It gets a little challenging sometimes, especially when you travel or when you have kids. But I mean, just putting the effort there is better than not even trying it at all. So, I mean, if you go on vacation and you can recycle while you're on vacation, great. You know, we're not asking you to pack up things and bring them home to recycle them. But, you know, if you can't pick up a trash while you're, as you're walking on your walk to, or you're at the park, just anything, guys. It's just, you know, this is our planet. This is our home. And if we all just pitch in a little bit, it really does make a difference.
It does. Okay, so let's talk about the next show, Raquel. We're going to do, we already talked about George. We're going to have George and Lindsay in. Earthy, super earthy couple. Can't wait. But we're also going to do a show that we maybe should have done this at the beginning, but we didn't think about it. But we're going to interview each other so people can learn a little bit about us. Or like, who are these ladies telling us what to do? Pick up trash off the street? We want to let you know who we are. So Raquel's going to interview me, and then I'll turn the tables, and I will interview her. So you can learn a little bit more about the Earthy Girls and our backgrounds. So that's up next. And then we're going to have the Earthy Couple. And I think Raquel's got one of her employees that's going to come in and teach us about making vegetable stock, right? From leftover frozen stuff,
being earthy in the kitchen.
Earthy in the kitchen. So, and we want to, before we close out, we want to say, if y'all guys have questions, y'all have a topic you want to tackle, you have something that you think is, you know, hey, I want to talk about this, I want to know more about this, get involved. Find us on Instagram at earthygirl.co, or you can find Raquel at Arla Floral, or you can find me at Becca on Instagram. And put those questions to Raquel on our Instagram at earthygirl.co, and we would love to hear from you, get feedback, or if you just have comments, you know, we'd love to hear from
you. I wanted to, one more thing. I mentioned it on the mini episode last time, but if you are serious about detoxing, you know, you and I were really inspired and encouraged to kind of take our health back and really kind of detox the chemicals in our lives and in our food and our health products and beauty products. But that's what Michelle does for a living. She does that every single day, and she is a great coach. If you are really not sure where to start, you're inspired by the Earthy Girls to detox your life, but you really don't know where to go, she is doing and actually giving away a partial scholarship to one of the Earthy Girl listeners. So if you're interested, go find her on Shelly Wellness and shoot her a message and let her know, because I'd be really excited if one of our listeners gets to do her detox program.
Yes, absolutely. Please. That would be something. And if not, just sign up for her newsletter. Go to her website. Her website's it's a really easy website. She's got a quiz that you can take. Is your home toxic? You know, that you could start off with that.
Yeah, I signed up for her newsletters and I love them. So, you know, just little tidbits here and there. You know, we would like to do the Earthy Girl tips of the day and what we're doing to be earthy, but she has the same thing for, you know, detox in your life.
Yes. Yeah. So as we like to say, your health is your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we begin with. So, well, anyways, Raquel, great show.
Great show, Mama. Good to talk to you today.
It's good to talk to you. And I'll see you next week. So stay earthy.
Stay earthy.
All right. Bye, y'all. This episode was brought to you by Petals to Paper, the magic behind the making.
This episode is brought to you by Arla Floral. We are a Dallas-based floral design company specializing in weddings, events, corporate parties, floral classes, and DIY tutorials. We'd love for you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and to visit our website at arlafloral.com.